The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 20. Trailing Clouds of Glory. The following is a quote from Wordsworth. Quote, "Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar. Not in entire forgetfulness, and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home. Heaven lies about us in our infancy." End quote. Trailing clouds of glory sweeping the great horizon of your new heaven and earth follow after you, Son of the Living God, in great swirls of light and illumination. No more can you withhold this wondrous light than day can stay its coming. No more the conscious effort to know the truth, to make others see the truth. No more straining to have people listen to your chatter about what is or is not. No more anything but simply being. Why do you try to be? 1,000 eager souls have gone down in defeat, trying through every possible means to be that which they already were. "They have taken my Lord away," is the cry of a personality worshipper, one who looks to mankind for his salvation instead of looking to the only possible source of such power, that within his own consciousness. Trailing clouds of glory follow after you, and the great illumination of their brightness goes before you. Are you afraid to accept such a glorious picture of your true self? Then you are yet playing with the colored pebbles in the shallow waters of metaphysics, disobeying the command, "Launch out into deep waters." He who has the courage to launch out into the freedom of his soul, not asking of those beachcombers who hang around the shores of personal ideas, will find nothing wanting. The rough sea will be smooth, and the calmness shall be there. That deep stillness of being alone, and for the first time, being actually free from the soul hunger and loneliness that nothing of the human mind can satisfy. Many who read these lines, perhaps you who are reading now, will be self-revealed and will find it natural for the Son of the Living God to have glorious trailing clouds of attainment follow after him, no matter whither he may go. The signs shall follow, they shall not proceed. Why look ye for a signpost when I am the way? Salute no man that thou passeth along life's highway, for he may turn you awry. Salute the soul of your true self, and be not turned aside. It is I, eternally I, and when you begin to see me in everything, you will call me out into expression, and that which flies at you in mad fury, trying to destroy you, shall be in an instant transformed into me. This whole process lies within the scope of you who read this page. I have said to you, agree with thine adversary quickly, and the agreement is made through calling the name of the living God out of the dead Lazarus. It is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. The only thing that is dispelled at such a moment is your belief in evil. Even hell is made into heaven when you call upon me. Call upon me, and I will answer. Do you hear? I said, I will answer. Believest thou this? Or are you going to argue a little and try to prove that it is so without reservation? Go thy way. The bridegroom passeth, and you have no oil because you have not learned yet to accept your good. You are still with those who want to make it happen, and you are looking for personal aggrandizement. But one day, perhaps today, perhaps right now, you will shed the filthy rags of argument and of personal teaching, and rise and go up into a high place, and descend again, not to work out problems, but to reveal the God within you. As much as ye will, that give I unto you. Do you hear? Acquaint now, write while you are reading, is now, and be at peace. Thereby all good shall come unto you. How very simple, too simple perhaps, because you've been hypnotized into believing that long, hard study was necessary to attain the kingdom, and that you were full of sin that some sin cleanser had to take out of you by special instruction that he could give you. Yet shall I call again and again to you. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby all good shall come unto you. Do you see how utterly impossible it would be for you to explain the glorious feeling of it is well to anyone who is trying to think it out? You are impressed with that which descends to the plane of human thinking from the place of Christ consciousness, the fourth dimensional realm. Do you not see what is meant by acquaint now thyself with him and be, find yourself at peace? Thereby all, the whole, good shall come unto you. Can you understand then that your expression of healing of whatever belief comes before you is merely the light of the trailing clouds of glory which automatically emanate from your being? When you see this, that all, the whole, good shall come unto you, then will you know that you have the hidden well of living water and the exhaustless substance of the manna that cometh down from heaven. Do you see that you will be self-sufficient and that your giving will in reality be only the coming of your presence? On whomsoever your consciousness rests, pours the infinite blessing and possibility of a perfect revelation of health, prosperity, or happiness. Should they but accept it, either consciously or unconsciously, the transformation will take place, and they will shout, "Whereas before I was blind, now, right now, the only, I can see." And one blindness after another shall be healed in every man. New fields of illumination and light shall be made visible to him, and each time he shall exclaim, "Whereas before I was blind, now I can see." Do you see that the mere acceptance of this makes it possible for you? Until you believe it is possible, not from a standpoint of credulity or blindly, it can never be possible to you, however much of the letter you may know. You believe in the true fashion of the word when you have accepted the finished kingdom as here and now, and possible of expression. Then what matter if a thousand say to you, "It is hard. There is much work and difficulty in attainment. I said to you many times, and I am saying to you, you who read this page, do you hear? At this instant saying to you that the kingdom of heaven is given to the child, not in years, but with the capacity that can accept good as real instead of endeavoring eternally to make my kingdom over or set things right by first believing in evil. As soon as you take away the personal nature of evil, you have it in a place of understanding, where it can more easily be seen as nothing but belief. The thing you have been working on is your personal devil, and he is fed by the substance of your thought. Taking your attention away from the body, being absent from the body or embodiment of your problem, and present with the Lord, is another way of putting it. When you are present with the Lord, the trailing clouds of glory sweep the horizon of your universe and find nothing there which needs to be destroyed or killed, but find the great, glorious realm of attainment opening wide its portals to you. Enter. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision which is beyond the thought process, the people finally fall by the way, full of dead letter and earnest effort. The glorious vision of the Son of the Living God is yours. You are dream-drenched with the joy of it all. They pass before your gaze as lovely realities, instead of phantoms and ghosts of dead hopes and wishes. Deeper and deeper you go into the great clouds of light, more wondrous are the revelations made to you as you go your eternal way of aloneness and attainment. Nothing shall be denied you, and no one shall say ye nay. Do you hear? Can you talk this glorious thing over with one who has but a mind full of thoughts or trite statements, and a house full of evil that needs attention? You shall learn the glory of silence, which is golden by its light of revelation. Stand still, very still, stiller than any human mind can imagine. Everything you touch shall be filled with the spirit of light. Everything you look upon shall be illumined with the glory. And all this not in the impractical way that most people look upon these wondrous words, but in a way of concreteness. Even in my flesh shall I see God. Do you begin to see the impractical teaching? Is that which shows you how to get things when there is the great, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven within, and all things shall be added unto you? Do you go any further until you have decided within yourself whether this is a lie or the truth? Why continue the self-hypnotism any further? You are on the path of attainment of greater things than can possibly be set down in black and white. Trailing clouds of glory shall follow you as you go about your Father's business, and the pygmy personality will fade out of the pictures as the new creature moves into the plane of expression. From out the visible will come new ideas and impressions that will cause you to know that the way of attainment is not fraught with difficulties, but is easy and beautiful, a way possible for the childlike consciousness which believes in its good and accepts it. Out of the invisible comes the manifest, as a smile outpictures a state of consciousness and is instantly reflected by all who come in contact, thereby making the increase infinite. So the idea which wells from the inner Lord will come into ample expression and be reflected back to the giver in endless ways. The whole concern is not how to make it reflect back with increase, but to release it without thought of return. A smile is given, not to get a smile in return, but because it is an automatic expression of the state of consciousness at that time. A grin will not accomplish the same results. Few are fooled, fewer those who respond. The deep smiling consciousness of good shall be reflected back again and again in countless ways. Ye are the light of the world. What world? And who is referred to as ye? All these glorious promises and statements of absolute facts must at length be overtaken by the Son of the Living God. He must finally come to cause everyone to yield its full measure of substance. It is only when the grape has been pressed in the wine press that the hull is thrown away, and it is when the inspiration has been taken from the letter that it falls by the way. When will you rise and leave the tatters of human reasoning and former attainment for the open road of the Son of the Living God? Dare you, you who read this page, remembering that taking the open road does not of necessity mean a physical voyage. He who recognizes any of the attributes of the Christ consciousness as so and real will see them into instant manifestation, as Peter, realizing the substance of freedom, could sing in a material prison and cause it to open to him. I am the way. If it takes an earthquake to do it, what of it? And those that put you in will invite you to come out, so they may be blinded by the trailing clouds of glory that follow after you. And finally, you will realize that the everlasting rising to heights and falling to depths is a matter of human belief, and that it has nothing to do with the real, the lasting, the eternal, but is merely an emotional reaction. The Son of the Living God does not ascend to heights and get cast off into the depth, for there is no height, depth, breadth, or length in the all, and yet there are all of these as long as they are necessary for Jesus to operate within their boundaries.